From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. A Tufts University survey found that 2020 saw the highest youth voter turnout since the voting age was lowered to 18. It also estimates that 8 million new voters are eligible this year. How are first-time voters in the Birmingham area approaching this election? WBHM's Noelle Annan went to find out.
Last week, I ventured out onto the UAB campus to poll students.
I'm Emma McLeod.
And I'm Jaja Reedy.
I asked students if they had registered to vote and why or why not.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Why did you guys register?
Because it's important to have a say in what's going on in the government.
Summed it up really well, yeah, basically.
Of the dozen or so people I talked to, most said that they were registered to vote.
Hey, my name is Olivia Walker, and I am registered to vote.
Why are you registered?
Being a Black woman in the community and be able to use my voice is very important, so my voice can be heard.
Everyone had their own reasons for why they registered.
I'm Brandon Amaya Ortiz because I intend to vote as soon as possible on November 5th, and I don't want to forget about that because if I do forget about that, I am much more capable of putting that off to like last minute.
Mykeela McClam. Yes.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Why?
Because my mother made me. Because it's a, what is that, when you get 18, it's a privilege, so might as well.
My name is Jalen Douglas. I just feel like our voice matters, you know? It's important. And like,
especially you're going to be your next 4 years.
Exactly. So, like, you
especially
know.
Especially with the new adults, like, getting up there.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
President's going to, it's going to affect us. Exactly. Yeah.
Charlie Pomerank. I am registered to vote. Mainly because I don't like Donald Trump. Because as much as I like Kamala Harris, I hate Donald Trump even more. And I'm just turning 18 this year, so it's my first time I can vote. And I know that my grandparents are voting Republican, so on top of that, I just want to like cancel out their vote if I can.
While Alabama is not a swing state, these students represent an up-and-coming generation whose voices have not yet been heard in the political world. And this demographic of voters has already proven that they can make an impact. An NBC poll suggested that 65% of adults between the ages of 18 and 24 voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. Biden, of course, went on to win that election. This came shortly after a New York Times article bemoaned the lack of young voters in the 2016 election. That Tufts survey found that most states are seeing fewer younger people register to vote this year than in 2020. But Annie Kelly, director of the Samford University branch of the League of Women Voters, has seen plenty.
So I think one big thing that we're seeing is a lot of first-time voters, and that's a target audience we want, you know. It's difficult being, you know, at school your first year, and then also it's an election year, and also, you know, you're trying to figure out how to navigate yourself as a person.
Kelly's organization tries to keep new voters abreast of election knowledge, but she says they also focus on mediating unity through debates and speakers from both sides of the political aisle.
We're all a nation, we're all one people, and yes, we have our differences, but ultimately everybody wants, on both sides of the political spectrum, they want to do what's best for America. They do it differently. They have a different approach to it. But ultimately, that's what everybody wants.
Kelly says that from what she has observed, her generation is pulling away from polarized politics and trying to find common ground.
We're going to be the ones bringing politics into the next generation. And we're going to, you know, we're the ones kicking up that mantle now.
What younger voters bring to politics? That may be clearer after Tuesday. Noelle Annan, WBHM.